Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Happy Easter to everyone that is listening. We appreciate you guys. And, of course, we want to remind you that we're here Saturday mornings 10 to 11, taking care of your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. But right now, we've got Mike Lambert on the line. Mike, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mike Lambert is our detail expert. He's been in the business for many, many moons, have gone over horizon, and does a great job. But now retired up in Western Pennsylvania with the Steeler fans, but still a Ravens guy through and blue. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So good to have you, Mike.
And thank you. So,
lots going on in the world over this last week, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
The Key Bridge, you're very familiar with. We were talking about in our first show that you were a fireman in that area, and you used to go to calls that were actually on the Key Bridge for accidents.
Yeah, that was interesting, especially when you get to the top of the bridge and it's all covered with smoke and you can't see the edges of the bridge. That made it interesting.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. And did you feel movement in the bridge when you were on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it is, if it don't move, it falls down.
Yeah.
So it's always good.
That's always good to get a little bit of movement.
Yep. No, we went there a bunch of times. And it's an interesting experience.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. You know, not only do you run into buildings when everybody's running out. But,
Like roaches.
But you also, of course, go on bridges that move and smoke-filled. And, it's amazing. Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't as crazy as the guys that put the bridge up. I did some work around the bridge and a little bit on the bridge, but nothing like they did. And those are the crazy guys, because that was back in the day when you weren't tied off to anything.
Wow, that is amazing.
Before the days when OSHA got real picky about guys tying themselves off. So
you mean in the 70s when that bridge was built, that still at that time they weren't they were just freelancing it as such, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there was a group of American Indians that were known for that. They were bridge workers. Mm-hmm. And they were the guys that did all the big bridges. And those guys would just run around on that steel. It was amazing.
Unreal.
That's
a talent that I do not possess and have no desire to try to possess.
Well, it's like... Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear said, he said, it's not the speed that kills you. It's suddenly becoming stationary.
Exactly. It's the last point that really that gets you. And you know what's really remarkable is I don't know if I have a fear of heights. Boy, do I have a respect of heights.
Yes.
I tell you that's one of the things you really got to have. And those guys just, you know, they're unreal. They really are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't mind the height. It's that sudden stop at the end when you fall off.
Really? So. Well, you know, the good thing is if you're a Warner Brothers cartoon, you hope you run out of fuel.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Or air brakes.
Yeah. But that
was always
just,
my favorite, air brakes. That was always my favorite.
that was just, I've watched that video several times, and it's just, it is an amazing thing to see it come down that quickly.
Yeah, really. And somebody had told me in the very beginning that there was like a 4.5 minute time between the time it hit and the time it went down. But I don't see that. I see it happen immediately.
No. Yeah. No, they hit the concrete pillar and that was it. Mm-hmm. And it's just the design of the bridge, because it's basically, it was all one piece.
Yeah.
You know, not cantilever or held up and things like that, the way they do them now. But, just an amazing thing to see, a tragic thing to see.
Yeah.
You could actually see the cars for the poor construction workers. You could see them.
Yeah.
When they went down. So that was just a tragic thing and just a tragedy for Baltimore and the port. And there's got people that work there and the town of Dundalk, my second home.
Yeah. And it is a shame.
Just amazing. Yeah.
And you know, when I see an accident of some sort and I think to myself, could have I survived that? Okay.
Yeah.
And my answer on this one, no.
I mean, I think I don't
46 degree water, 200 foot drop. I don't care what you're in, what you're doing. There's no way you're going to survive that.
Yeah, I don't understand, and I'd really like to know the story of the gentleman that two gentlemen they found that survived, and the one gentleman refused any medical treatment.
Yeah, so they had to be on a section that did not go down. That's all.
I don't know. I know the brother of the one victim said that he couldn't swim, so he thought he would drown.
Yeah.
So they must have been in the water somewhere, maybe towards the end of the bridge, but that's just a miracle in itself.
That is a miracle in itself that should be definitely showcased, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of the movie that they had with the guy in Die Hard, Bruce Willis. He was in a movie that he was the one that always survived an accident.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that or not. Really interesting stuff. Turns out that he couldn't be killed that way. It was a movie. Huh. It wasn't true.
Okay.
But, it was interesting stuff. So, all right.
Okay.
We got to take a real quick break.
Okay.
Okay. But when we come back, what are we going to talk about, sir?
We're going to talk about cleaning and inspecting the wheel wells, especially the cloth ones. So take your naps now.
Hey, we really enjoyed it the last show. So we're going to enjoy this show, too.
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got Mike Lambert with me. He's our detail expert. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know, and we're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Yell down to the farmers, you okay down there? He said, I never felt better in my life. The Pope visited St. Louis a couple of years ago, and they're on the way back to the airport, and he said, mind if I drive? I've never driven a stretch limo before. And I said, no, go ahead. Pope jumped behind the wheel, cranked it up to about 95. A state trooper pulled him over, got out, looked at the Pope, looked in the back seat, got back in a squad car. His partner said, well, did you give him a ticket? He said, a little too powerful for me. He said, who's in the back, the president, the governor? Who is it? He said, I don't know who it is, but they got the Pope driving for him.
Funny stuff from Royce Elliott. Royce Elliott, the comedian there, Truck in the Ditch. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, You Ought to Know. Right here, of course, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Good to be with you. Live broadcast, I'm Dave Serio, along with Mike Lambert. We've got Mike, our detail expert. Once again, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we're ready to talk about wheel wells, and it doesn't get much more interesting than that.
No, and hopefully if we have time, I want to talk about something with electric vehicles. So we'll go through this quickly.
We're not sure if Craig Shipp is going to be able to call in. He is with the Easter Bunny at the Adventure Park USA.
Good for him.
He doesn't know if it's going to be too loud for him to be able to call in. So it could be.
All right. So we'll talk about wheel wells.
Okay.
A lot of cars nowadays, and I get calls about this pretty frequently, to be honest with you, have the fabric type wheel wells, which are designed to cut down on the road noise.
They're furry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they get really, really dirty and they collect a lot of dirt. So people ask me, how can I really clean them? And a good thing about cleaning your wheel wells is you can also check and see if you have any mechanical problems, like a leaking CV boot for front wheel drive or rear wheel drive now, or all wheel drive. If you have a lot of grease in your wheel well, that's probably an indication that you need to have that looked at. Or if you have an excessive amount of brake dust, or you've got an axle seal on the back leak and then it's sprayed all over the wheel well, you'll know that you have a problem. You can get that taken care of, for it costs you lots more. So with the fabric type wheel wells, you want to take a brush and brush them while they're dry before you get any kind of hose out and rinse them. You want to brush them dry. You'll probably get a good amount of dirt out of them just doing it that way. That may be good enough for you. But then you want to rinse them thoroughly. If you want to spray some car wash up in there, you can do that and rinse that real thoroughly. And then when you're done your car, let the wheel wells dry, air dry, and they don't take long to dry at all. So you can come back then with a product like Rag Top, which is good for convertible tops. Most of the interior coatings and the interior fabric protectants won't last at all on those. So if you get something like Rag Top, which is designed to be outside, that'll keep the dirt from soaking into the fabric. It won't keep them from getting dirty, but it'll be much easier to clean. And then for the front, the plastic wheel wells that are mostly in the front, I wash those down just like you would your car, and then you put a plastic coating on them, and you can just basically hose them out, and they look brand new. So that's the easy way to do it. The fabric ones, if you should be unfortunate to run through some road paint, just do yourself a favor and replace them, because trying to get the paint out of that's going to destroy the liner anyway. So it's just easier to replace them. And you can search online for those. Don't go to your local dealer, because you're going to pay a lot of money for them. Most of the time you can find them online a lot less expensive.
Very good. Very good. And they are tough to clean, no doubt about
yes.
it. So
yes, they are.
Very good. You made that interesting, and I'm impressed.
You.
I'm telling you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So
while we're doing this, give out your number so people can get in contact with you during the week, during business hours.
Sure. It's 410-487-3980.
Very good. Now, electric cars, what do you have in mind, sir? What are we talking about?
Well, I saw on the news the other night that fire departments are having an issue with these.
Oh,
and what the technology is now is they have a special blankets that the fire department uses to cover the car. Mm-hmm. And then they have to – this is after the fire has been, say, 99% extinguished, okay? And you know they have trouble with those reigniting the batteries.
Absolutely.
So they cover the car with this specially designed blanket, and then they must spend – at least 45 minutes cooling the battery off so it doesn't reignite, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then in some states, the fire department has to accompany the vehicle on the tow truck to the yard, and it must be quarantined from any other car, okay? So that's the main issue.
Right.
Now, the problem is out here is that they're saying out here is those blankets are over $1,000 a piece and they're one-time use.
Oh my goodness.
What they're talking about now is charging owners of electric cars and plug-in hybrids as well.
They're insurance companies,
They're going to charge them a fee, a yearly fee of like $200, and that will go into a general fund specifically for fire and rescue for the entire state of Pennsylvania, so that they can replenish these blankets, because some of these fire departments are spending $15,000 and $20,000 to get four or five blankets.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah,
you're right.
So that's another issue they're having out here. So,
well, you know, my Magnum was not a hybrid, was not a electric car in any way, and it was tough to put out. Okay.
Right. But they could put it out with water.
Right. Well, no, they had to use foam for mine.
Well, yeah, that's the technology.
It's a water product,
now.
I know. But also, it reignited on the truck, too.
Yep.
It didn't want to go.
They're tough. You really got to pull them apart.
All right. Well, I've got Craig coming on, so I'm going to take him real quick. Okay, mister? Mike,
thank you
so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get him up there. Let's see if – Craig, are you there, sir?
Actually, it's not Craig.
Oh, okay.
This is Eric.
Oh, Eric, how are you, sir?
Or our boy, Craig.
Okay, good. Good to talk to you, Eric. How are you, sir?
I'm great. He actually just asked me to call in to talk to you guys because he's out here taking pictures of the Easter Bunny.
I heard that. I mentioned that on the air just a few moments ago, that he was Easter Bunny following, and that's a great thing at the, of course, the amusement park.
Yeah, it's a fun thing at our family entertainment center, right? So it's they're having a blast out here. Kids are out here getting ready to do the egg hunt. The egg hunt starts at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Craig didn't want to miss the call, but came over and said, "Hey, can you do me
great.
A small favor?" And I said,
that's great. So that's at Adventure Park USA, our favorite spot. Our show loves that spot. We used to do the car shows there before I moved to Florida, which kind of makes that kind of – that's a tough trek now. But I love going there for the car shows, love going there for the rides, and the events you have are fantastic. So that's great. Easter Bunny does a great job every year, and Craig loves it. He's got all of your Easter Bunny shows videos on Frederick.com.
Yeah, he also has a Flickr account that he updates all the time, and has a lot of information on there, and it's just it's really exciting. We've got so much going on here, and we keep Craig busy taking pictures. I mean, we had the Princess Breakfast back in February. Now we've got the Easter Bunny. You know, we've got a ton of events coming up this summer. And, you know, if you could just ship us some of that warm weather up here, I would really appreciate it. I know you're down there. Now, it's got to be – now, the weather's got to be amazing right now.
It is. In fact, yesterday was a 73-degree day in beautiful sunshine. The day before that was 82. We are experiencing some beautiful weather down there. We had a rainier and a little chillier weather than we're used to down here in Florida for the wintertime, but no one down here is complaining. I'm just stating the fact. But we now have our beautiful weather is upon us, and this is a great time of season, no doubt about it. Are you guys open tomorrow for Easter, or are you closed?
No. Honoring our Lord on Sunday has been a family tradition. So, yeah, we are closed on Sunday, but we're open back up on Monday.
Great.
And we're going to be rocking and rolling. We've got, you know, what's going on right now, which is so exciting.
What's that?
We've got all of the outside rides are starting to open up.
Absolutely.
Of course,
the weather's breaking.
We stage these things, right? So, Dave, as we get into this time of the year, it's like the first thing that opened up was the Wildcat roller coaster.
I love the Wildcat. You know, go to the edge and fall over. Ooh, love it.
Oh, yeah, that thing is amazing. And then we had go-karts open up last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the horseless carriage go-karts at Adventure Park USA are open. That is the coolest track. It's so much fun. And
it brings family together or separates them, one or the other.
Yes, absolutely. There's a little competitiveness there, don't you think?
Love it.
Yeah, man. And the rest of the so of course our championship miniature golf course is open year round.
Great.
But we re-turfed. You've got to get up here. Got to fly you up here for some barbecue.
Oh, love the barbecue.
And some miniature golf. We re-turfed our entire. So the Dry Gulch golf course was re-turfed last year.
Well, miniature golf separates and brings family together, too. You talk about competitive.
Yeah.
I don't remember losing a miniature golf to my kids, and I've let them make sure they know that all their lives.
So you've never lost?
Not to my kids. Nope.
That's fantastic. So, wait, how old are your kids?
They're in their 20s now. So one's in their 30s, but still, you know, I hold that record still.
I hope your kids are listening and they realize that you just dropped down the gauntlet.
I did.
Are you like calling them out? We're going to have to do this.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us here today. I hope you guys have a blessed day today, and thank you for closing tomorrow. I think that's the right thing to do, and I believe that's fantastic, and we're going to see you guys open on Monday at Adventure Park USA. Thanks so much for calling, buddy.
Thank you for having me. Hope you have an awesome Easter and a blessed weekend, and thanks for hosting.
You do the same. Thanks, Eric. Eric from Adventure Park USA. Craig is busy with the Easter Bunny, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
It's You Ought to Know with Dave Cirio on 930 WFMD. Yo Network.
Hey, are the keys in the Cadillac?
Yeah, they're under the seat. The man's going to pick it up today.
Oh, here they are. What are you going to do?
Listen, do you think if I drove this car to the garage, that one would follow?
Do you know how to drive this?
Oh, sure. I learned to drive in a car like this. See, this is the gear shift, and this is the brake, and this is the clutch.
Or is this the brake and this the clutch?
Don't you know?
Well, I find out as soon as I get going, you know.
How?
Well, if I step on the brake and it doesn't stop, it was a clutch.
Let's go.
Okay. Oh, hey. Wait a minute. You got to stay here.
Stay here?
Yeah. Install everybody off.
Oh, well, what'll I do?
Well, look, where's Fred?
He's downtown.
Look, if Fred comes back, you tell him that the man came for the Cadillac and that Ricky has a Pontiac downtown. If the man comes for the Cadillac, you tell him that Fred has it out for one last farewell spin. If Ricky comes home, you tell him the man came for the Cadillac and Fred took the Pontiac downtown to have it washed. Okay?
No, you stay here and tell that story. I'll drive the car to the garage.
I love that show. I love Lucy, of course, and the Cadillac and the Pontiac. And boy, did Lucy have that bit down. I'm telling you, that's not easy work. I'm telling you. And you see professionals, they do stuff like that. It is amazing. It really is. I'm Dave Cirio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have one half of the dynamic duo. I have Jose. Good morning, Jose. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jose is with Dynamic Automotive. They have six locations to serve everyone in the Frederick community. And you guys are doing very well with all six locations, including the brand new one in Mount Airy, which you have handed over to Todd Meister. And he's doing a great job getting to know the public really well there.
He is. Todd's visiting the community. He's actually becoming much more connected with the Chamber of Commerce in Mount Airy, Maryland.
Great.
And, you know, that's what we do. We get involved with the communities that we serve.
Yep, and that's important because, you know, people say all the time about businesses that they are community driven and da-da-da. But, you know, you really don't see that until it's put into action. And you guys, throughout your whole six locations, have really put that into action throughout the Frederick area.
Yes. We get out there and do what we have to do. We're actually part of a movement to create beds for sleeping in heavenly peace just a few weeks ago. They have a great facility for putting beds together for kids who need beds.
Wow.
And a large segment of our crew or staff went over to their Buckystown location, and they have it down to a science. They have stations set up where you're standing, you're putting things together, you're gluing, you're assembling. You know, it's really well organized, and a lot of our guys went over there and got to work on a Saturday morning and churned out quite a few beds.
Now, I know you're bringing this up now, okay, but generally speaking, this is not a part of your business that is well advertised.
No, it isn't. And you know, I'm mentioning it now because we do get quite involved with our communities. I mean, up there in Emmitsburg, we're very involved with Mother Seton. Down in Frederick, as I mentioned,
right.
Sleep in Heavenly Peace and other organizations like the United Way and so on. But, you know, it's good fun, and we serve those in need. I'm very involved with Second Chances Garage.
Right, of course.
You know, they're a great organization here in town, providing transportation for those who need.
We've had
a
Rick
leg
on many
up.
Rick on many times. Yes.
Yes. You know, and they've been our benefactor at the car show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just part of who we are.
And every once in a while, you get some auto repair done.
Yes.
You sneak that in.
Work on cars. Yeah.
It is amazing. It really is. And we're glad that you guys are in the area. And I know people think, you know, I'm blowing smoke, whatever you may want to call it. Okay. But I've been on this show now. We're celebrating our 10th year. I mean, our 20th year, excuse me, with WFMD. Started in 2004, and this is, of course, our 20th year. And I've had a lot of advertisers over those years, but I haven't had anyone that has been more community involved and more driven to succeed than your company. And I've got Wassler Tire and Auto. Those guys are great. Dave is fantastic. He's been a good advertiser and a good person to deal with over the years. And they've got that great location over in Taylorsville. So I'm very happy and lucky to have them. But you know, it's six locations when we started. I think it was three, wasn't it?
Yes, it was three.
Yes.
Yep.
You just had built Urbana, I believe, when you started.
Right, exactly, yeah. And, yeah, we had Urbana online for just a couple of years, and then we got online with you. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I don't know about you. I wouldn't have thought you would have six by now, only for the fact is this business is so, so hard. People have no idea of the difficulties that auto repair throws at both the owners and also the management.
Yeah.
It really is a tough business. It's a hard business to keep people satisfied. You can do everything right and still things can go 100% wrong. You've got to deal with the community. You've got to deal with the government. There are just so many factors involved in every location And some people would say you're crazy for doing six, and I'd be one of them. Okay, I had one location each time, and I thought that was enough. But you know, it really is a chore. Every day there's a new experience facing you.
Yes, and you have to stay cutting edge in this business.
Yes.
Otherwise, the industry will leave you behind in the dust.
And
the technology that is created year in, year out is phenomenal. And it's at an extraordinary pace that you have to stay up on.
Yeah, Mike was just talking. I don't know if you heard Mike's interview. He was talking about the electric cars and the fire department.
Yes.
Got a little choked up there. The fire department and the blankets. That's the stuff that you have to do in the automobile business, the repair business, is you have to be up to date on those type of vehicles also for repair and also protection of, you know, the rest of the cars in your care.
So another really important component of Dynamics' makeup is education.
Yeah,
you know as well as I do, you have to attend training on a monthly basis. If you don't, you're going to be left behind. And thankfully, you know, a lot of our parts providers, they offer some great local training, but we don't stop there. We also send them to formal education sources like CCBC or Montgomery Community College, where they learn theory, they learn what's out there right now. And then we don't even stop there. We send them to places like Apex SEMA.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit more when we come back. I'm Dave Serio, along with Jose from Dynamic Automotive on You Ought to Know.
This area that her testimony will be applicable.
Okay.
All right. Now, Ms. Vita, being an expert on general automotive knowledge, can you tell me, what would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four barrel carburetor?
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Watch this.
Because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Well, she's acceptable, Your Honor.
Great movie, My Cousin Vinny, and that was one of the better scenes in the film, even though they had so many. But that was a great scene, of course, in the courtroom. And Fred Gwynne, a Marylander from Tawnytown. I love Fred. He was fantastic. Fantastic in that movie, fantastic in everything he did, in my opinion, as far as acting. He was really a one of a kind, no doubt about it. All right, let us bring Jose from Dynamic Automotive back up on the stage once again. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. I love that movie. I thought Marissa Tomei did a fantastic job with her role.
Absolutely.
That just blows me away every time I listen to that part right there.
You know, the one funny scenes that I loved about that film, and it was like a running gag throughout the whole film, is his running into the guy at the pool table, okay, in the very beginning of the film, okay, when he gets in town, and he has that argument with him, and they talk about picking a fight and all this jazz, and then, like, every 20 minutes in the film, he runs into this guy again, and he's not ready yet. He doesn't have the money, okay, for the bet, okay, but he's going to get it close. And it's a running gag through the whole film. And, of course, at the very end, it all ends it's hilarious. He really
is. Yes.
It was a funny, funny, well-written movie, no doubt.
It was, yeah. And I really enjoyed the technical aspect of that, as I mentioned before, I mean, Marissa just did a fantastic job with that. I thought, wow, aces.
They were pretty good on the car information also.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yes.
I haven't had too many movies that usually just get torn apart. And never go, well, no, no. But no, they did a lot of research on the tire treads and the type of cars and what they offered as far as, you know, posi traction and things like that, and they seem to be pretty much like on the money.
Like the Tempest. The Tempest had independent suspension in the rear, just like the Corvette back then. It wasn't a live axle, which is what you found on the back of a Skylark. They did a lot of amazing homework. I loved it.
I did too. Very good. All right, so what were we talking about before, huh?
Education.
Yes, sir. Education. You guys do more than I did. And I think that's saying a lot, because I thought when I owned my own shop and I was involved with the parts suppliers that you were talking about earlier, I did a pretty good job of getting those people, my people involved in that. But you go further, and I want to make sure we have time to talk about this. You go further in the fact that you talk about going to out of state a lot of times, training seminars, which are expensive. Not only the out-of-state seminars are expensive, but it isn't like a little ferry comes and brings everybody to it. You've got to pay for the flights. You've got to pay for the hotels, everything that goes along with that. So there are a lot of shops. In fact, I'm going to say 95% of the shops in Frederick area do not do any of that, but you guys do.
Yes, and it is worth the investment. Of course, it's a lot to swallow at the beginning, but the result is phenomenal. You have a team that is incredibly educated in their industry, and they become leaders.
Right,
and they become very competent at what they do, and I think that gives us the edge. And I might also want to mention too that we live in our Frederick area. We are very lucky to have Frederick County Public Schools that really caters to the vocations.
The trades,
exactly. They do a fantastic job at the Career and Technology Center. And we utilize that. You know, those kids are in there learning their craft. They want to be in this industry, and we're right there with them. You know, we've been involved with the Frederick County Career and Technology Center now going on 20, 25 years.
And you do more than just with them. You hire them.
Yes, absolutely. We hire them.
I bet you have 10 to 15% of your employees right now are from that school.
Yes, easily, if not more, probably about 25%.
That's great. The impact
is great. The impact is fantastic. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Todd for a moment. Now, when we met, and this was years ago, when you started advertising with the show and we met, Todd was he was with you at the Liberty Town location at already an unbelievable tech. I knew that from the very first time I met Todd. Okay. And, you know, that's one really good thing. If you're an auto repair shop owner or a technician, when you meet somebody, it doesn't take you long to figure out if they really are real or if they're, you know, blowing smoke. And I knew right from the very minute I met Todd, real. And I mean, knew his stuff. And we started sending stuff to you right away, even when I was in my own business. But Todd has also been one of the ones that you've sent many times to out-of-state training that has really taken off for him. He really has gained a lot of knowledge from that.
Yes, Todd is an extraordinary diagnostician.
Yes.
And and you know as well as I do that
rare
the discipline that it takes to be an extraordinary diagnostician is incredible.
Yes.
You know, you have to have that mindset of analyzing an issue, a problem.
It would be like going to a doctor, and having the doctor – we just lost Jose's call, unfortunately, so I hope he calls back a bit. But it would be like going to a doctor, and just doing a regular physical – all right, and have this gentleman looking at you or this woman looking at you, and then all of a sudden, after about 30 minutes, they've got an idea of what's going on. So, and they have something without even doing any tests as such. They have a feeling about something. Todd is like that. He can do a scan test and get a code, and what most people would think is just a regular code that, you know, leads to a spark plug replacement, he say, hey, you know, there's something else going on. So it really is. It's unbelievable. And that leads to, of course, a good business. If you have somebody in your business, whether you have 6 locations, 10 locations, or 1 location, if you've got somebody in your business that you can count on to be able to diagnose the hard stuff, the stuff that's already been to a shop and no one can figure it out stuff, that's the kind of technician that Todd is. And really, really impressive. Well, let's go over the dynamic locations. Jose must be having some kind of phone problems, and we apologize for that. But let's go over the 6 locations that Dynamic Automotive has. First of all, their original location has been improved. They built a building across the street from their original location in New Market, a 6-bay shop that is completely beautiful and productive. They are already filling up that 6-bay shop. That's in New Market on National Pike, and their phone number there is 301-694-5460. Then you have the Liberty Town location, which is their second location. That's the one that Jose and Todd really took from the ground up and made it what it is today, which is a very busy location in Liberty Town. That's at 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. Their phone number there is 301-694-6250. The Urbana location, their largest location, built from the ground up, 8824 Urbana Church Road in Frederick. And their phone number is 301-874-8833. And you're going to see Dwayne there. The Frederick downtown location at 11 Bike Court, and that is in Frederick, Maryland. Their phone number 301-662-3300. Bobby Allen is there. Emmitsburg, one of their newer locations. They have 2 fairly new locations, Emmitsburg and Mount Airy. The Emmitsburg location is located at 20 Creamery Way. That's in Emmitsburg at 301-447-2800. And then their newest location, where Todd is at, is in Mount Airy, 1006 Rising Ridge Road in Mount Airy. The phone number there is 301-603-3422. If you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know to any of the 6 locations, let them know that you listen to the show and hear about it there. They'll give you a free test. Okay, let me see if I can get Jose on the air. Jose, got to hook you up, mister. Give me one more second. Jose, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. We've got about 45 seconds. I've gone over all the locations, and all I need you to do is tell folks what happens when they mention my name or the show You Ought to Know.
Okay. Just mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, and we'll be happy to provide a DVI inspection. That's a complete report card inspection of your vehicle free of charge. Oh, or the show You Ought to Know. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Jose. Appreciate you calling back, buddy. Have a blessed day. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter, my friend.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Happy Easter to all of you. Have a great day. Enjoy your holiday, and we look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.